Good morning.
Welcome to EMP. This is the word that Pastor Sam Kim usually said. Let us pray before we start EMP. Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. You wake us up so we can come, and then with humble heart, we want to hear your word. We pray that the Holy Spirit guide us so we understand this word and we know where should we go. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Still remember, last week I said about how to love God. We know there are many activities to show our love to God. One of them is by trust Him. How to love God? By trust Him. If we read the Bible, we can see that sometimes Jesus angry with the disciple because they don't trust Him. For example, when Jesus on the boat, and then there are very, very big typhoon, and then Jesus sleep. The disciple so afraid, and then Jesus said, "Why you don't trust me?" The other things, when we see in John chapter 11, Mary and then Martha believe that Jesus can raise Lazarus, their brother, but at the end of the world. But Jesus said, no, I can raise Lazarus right now. They don't believe, and Jesus cried. In these two examples, I can see that if we don't trust God, so we can make God angry and make God sad. That's why if we want to love Him, we need to trust Him. By the way, what is the meaning of trust God? I want to continue this message. If we read John chapter 2, verse 5, there are simple words. The meaning of trust Him. Let's open John chapter 2, verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it." This is the simple meaning of trust him. Whatever he says to you, just do it. Brothers and sisters, we know that this is the word of Mary. And Mary tell the servant, whatever Jesus says to you, just do it. Sometimes we have problem with our mind. The problem is, I believe what Jesus said, but I believe what he did, but the word of but always make us feel doubt. And then we think that we are more clever, more wise than Jesus. But Mary told us, whatever he says to you, do it. Just do it. My problem is, maybe your problem also, why we can believe what Jesus said? Can we trust God? Can we believe Him? This morning, I want to tell you how the Psalm told us about the Word of God. Number one, let us open Psalm chapter 12, verse 6. Psalm chapter 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in furnace on earth, purified seven times. When we meet one person or one friend, we said, my friend is the integrity man or the integrity woman. Why we can say like this? Because along I know him or know I know her, he never says something wrong or lie. Because I can keep your word, then I can say integrity. Psalm told us that the word of the Lord are pure words. Pure words. That means nothing wrong, nothing false, and nothing lie. Like what? Like silver, purified 7 times. You know, when we want to take out some dirty material from gold or silver, we need to burn that silver or gold. I think people only burn 1-2 times, but this kind of people burn 7 times. 7 times mean perfect, till the silver no more other material, only silver, pure silver. A pure silver, when we put under the sun, then that silver can shine. So we need to use black glasses so that our eyes not like this, because so shine. Then the psalm said, the word of the Lord are pure words, pure words. Something pure. We know that something pure means perfect. The other, we can open verse 18:31. In English Bible 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. His way is perfect. And then the word of the Lord is proven. He is sealed to all who trust in him. The word of the Lord is perfect. Perfect means nothing wrong. We can trust him because what he said is nothing wrong. Perfect. And then the last word we can open in 119 verse 140. 119 verse 140. Your word is very pure. You see, pure is already perfect, but the psalm said, very pure, very pure. You guys who know English more than me can explain these three words. Number one, perfect. The other word is profane and very pure. What does it mean? It means it's very, very perfect. You can trust him. You can trust him. And the last one, Jesus said, heaven and the earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. We can trust him. Why we can trust him? Because his word is perfect, and God never telling lie to us. He always keep his promise. God is faithful God. Brother and sister, in our Bible, we can see so many proof that show us that God's promise are perfect. We need to meditate this promise so that when we meditate this promise, we can feel something different. For example, when you feel doubt, you feel worry, you feel afraid, come to God and meditate this promise. And like a baby, get pure milk so they can strong again after meditate this verse. And this morning, I want to show you something that maybe you'd never imagine, never understand, never know how perfect God's words. Let's open Genesis chapter 5. This is one example how perfect God's words. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughter. My point is, Enoch gave his son's name Methuselah. And Enoch is the person who walked with God. Enoch is a person who walked with God. And then after that, if we read the Bible, 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God. Walked with God. That means Enoch can stay closely. Enoch share his heart, and Enoch know what God wanted. And then in Old Testament, every father who give name to their son have their own meaning. And then the meaning come from the relationship with God. So Enoch stay very close with God. And then after that, Enoch get a son. And he called the son Methuselah. Do you know what is the meaning of Methuselah? Methuselah divided by two words. One is met or mat, mean man. That's why my name is Selamat. I'm a man. Selamat never woman. Yeah, met. Met or mat. And then the second word is selax, mean a missile. You know a missile? To attack. Yeah. Every time North Korean practice war, and then South Korea so afraid. Why? Because they think this missile. One is man and the other is a missile. But another interpreter told me that Methuselah name can divide two separate meaning. One, a man holding a spear on attack, or a man on mission, or one sent forth like a spear. But there is a hidden meaning from these two sentences. And there the third interpreter told me that at the end, Methuselah means, when he died, it shall be sent. When he died, it shall be sent. That's the meaning of Methuselah. When he died, it shall be sent. What sent after he died? What sent after he died? There is a big disaster. There's a flood. So Enoch stay close with God, and Enoch understand that the world full of sins that made God angry. And then Enoch try to remind, to tell the people, don't do sin again. And then how Enoch tell them? Enoch give his son name. When he died, it shall be sent. That means if Methuselah died, and something big will happen. That's the way Enoch tried to tell the people who live at that time. And we see, is it true after Methuselah died, something bad happened? Is it true? Let's see. We read again. 25. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. How much? 187 begot Lamech. Lamech. And then 28. Lamech lived. It's okay. Yeah. Lamech lived 182 years and begot Noah. 182. You got it? Yeah, this morning I teach you how to count. Okay? 187 and then 182. And then 182, Noah was born. Okay, you get it? Noah was born. And then how old Noah when the flood began? Sunday school teacher. How old Noah when the flood began? I will tell Pastor Carol if you don't know. How old Noah when the flood began? You can see from the Bible. Okay, too long. Can't wait. How old? 600. How can you get 500? 600. 600. When Methuselah died or alive when the flood began? You see? Methuselah begot Lamech 187. And then Lamech begot Noah 182. So 187 plus 182 and then plus 600. 600 is Noah age when the flood happened. So total how much? 969. And we see how old Methuselah. See from your Bible how old Methuselah. Verse 27. Genesis 5:27. How old, Joanne? 99. Complete? Complete? So, when he died, it will be sent forward, the flood, when he died. So, there is a prophecy behind Methuselah name. Enoch get this problem because Enoch come close to God. And then Enoch remind the people when he died, something problem. How about Lamech? How about Lamech? Suppose when the flood happened, Lamech must be 782. Is it right? 782. But Lamech already died 777. We see in verse 30. 777. And Lamech not died by the flood, but he died normal. And then why Lamech died normal? He died earlier. And then Lamech also stay close with God. That's why Lamech give his son's name Noah. Noah mean this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hand, because the ground which the Lord has cursed. Lamech stay and close with God also. Brothers and sisters, 969 years and still happen. If he died, something happened. Send forward the disaster. So when we know this example, we know how perfect God works. God never not keep his promise. Always keep his promise. We can trust him. We can trust him. And we see, if we see from all Bible, everything already happened. Only one more thing. Second coming. second coming. We are waiting for second coming. Second coming in the means Jesus return or we come to him. Only like that. That's the meaning of second coming. Because we are waiting for that event. So let us come closely and trust him. Do whatever he said to you. Whatever he told you, just do it. When Mary told the servant, whatever he said, just do it. What happened after that? Water became wine. Whenever we trust him, water become wine. Water is something, yeah, common thing, but wine, something useful, nice, and then also expensive. If you trust God, then your life can be changed from nothing become something. Yeah. I think enough. If you want this copy, I can leave it at the back or you can open from your internet. Let us pray. And Janela will lead us in worship. Trust him. Why? We need to trust him. Because the word of God is perfect. We already learned from the name, the meaning of the name of Methuselah. If he died, then it will send forward the flood. And then truly happen. After 969 years, God always keep his word and promise. Just do it. Then your life, like a water, can be changed like a wine. From nothing become something. Just trust him.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though the world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end.
What a great word that that God is perfect, His will is perfect, and as we pray, let's pray for His will to happen, and though we may not know what it is, we continue to pray and seek His face. So let's pray for those who are sick, let's pray for those who are struggling with cancer, and let's continue to be faithful to pray for them, and so let's lift them up right now, and their names will come on the screen, but let's pray for those who are sick and ill, and let's just ask the Lord to heal them, and let's declare it right now. So let's lift them up.
Father, we thank you, God, for Isaac's uncle. Lord, we just ask, God, that you heal him in Jesus' name. God, we pray for Maddie Dole's aunt, Connie's aunt, Lord, breast and heart problems. We pray for healing now in Jesus' name. So Lord, we just pray, Father, for Richard's pancreas. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Jeff and Janella's aunt, Daphne. Lord, we pray for leukemia. Lord, we just pray that it'll be gone now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray for Jeremy's mom for breast cancer. Lord, we just pray that it'll be gone right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Raphael's friend, son Jeremy. Lord, we just pray, Father, for that you destroy the leukemia now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we pray, Father, for his name's aunt. Lord, we pray for his, Lord, we pray for Jen's mom, Lord, the Graham, and Lord, we lift up Lizzie, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you have mercy, God, upon them right now in Jesus' name. So Lord, we pray for Vince for the bone marrow match in Jesus' name.
Let's pray for our loved ones who are struggling with cancer but also need salvation. And so let's ask the Lord to truly open their eyes, and let's ask the Lord to heal their sickness, and through this that they would receive Christ. And so let's lift them up right now.
God, we lift up Chris's aunt, Lord. We just pray continually every single day, Lord, Father, for healing, God, and salvation to come upon her in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Rachel's family, Lord, for the cancer, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would have mercy, God. We pray that the cancer would be gone now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Yvain's grandmother, Lord. We pray, Father, that her diabetes would be gone in Jesus' name. Her hypertension would be gone in Jesus' name. The dementia would be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Julie's family, aunt, Lord, in a coma. Lord, we pray, God, that you would have mercy, Lord. God, we lift up Tim's mom, Lord, Father, for all of her issues. Lord, we pray, Father, for total healing, God. Lord, that you would reveal yourself to her. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for Tim's sister, God, with cervical cancer. Lord, we just pray, God, Lord, that you would be with Tim and his sister, Lord, through all this difficulty. Lord, we lift up Becky right now, Father, for the pain and the fluid in her lungs right now. God, we lift up Nanny's mom with stroke. Lord, we lift up Leanne's father, God, as he struggles with ALS, Lord. Father, we believe that your will is perfect, God. Lord, we just pray for healing now in Jesus' name.
Let's begin to pray for those who are looking for employment and jobs, and let's continue to be faithful in prayer for them as God is opening doors, and the names keep coming off, and so praise God for that. So let's lift up those that are on the screen, and also those that you know need prayer. So let's pray for them.
Lord, we just thank you for Isaac. Lord, we just pray, God, for the interviews, God, that he has, Lord. And Father, we lift up Katharina, Lord. Father, we just pray, Father, for just a new direction in her life. God, we ask, Father, that you'd open the doors right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Q. God, we just ask, God, so, Lord, that as he's in Korea, God, that you provide something, God, as he searches, Lord. Lord. We just lift up Rainbow, Lord. God, we just ask, God, that you would help her, God. Lord, just bless her, Lord Jesus. And Tracy, Lord, for all the interviews. God, we pray, Father, for Mark. God, Father, for this difficult time in his life, God, in his family's life. God, we just pray that your plan is even greater, God, for him. Lord, we just pray for Eunice, Lord, as she looks for employment, God. We just pray, Father God, that you meet her daily needs, God, provide her daily bread. God, we pray for Isabel, Lord, in this incredible, difficult journey, God, Lord. But in community, Lord, we just pray that you'd connect her with people that needs to be connected. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's begin to pray for our mission focus this morning. Let's pray for Japan and Thailand and North Korea. Let's lift up the missionaries there and ask God to truly invade those nations with his power and his spirit. So let's lift up our missionaries in those countries right now.
Father, we just thank you for Kenny, Lord, and Nagoya, Lord. We just ask God that you would shine a light in the midst of Japan, Lord, in the midst of a dark country, Lord. We pray that your name would be known throughout Japan, and bless Kenny as he comes back, Lord. We pray for Thailand and Rachel, Lord, and Obergs, Lord. We just ask, Father, for your anointing and your blessing upon them, Lord God. Father, we just ask, Father, for your wisdom, God, and Lord, use them in their endeavors, Lord. We pray, Father, for North Korea, Lord, and Chris, Lord. We just ask, God, that you provide for their family and provide for their mission, Lord Jesus.
Let's lift up our Japan team as they are going to be leaving this weekend or very soon. And let's ask the Lord to bring unity, and let's ask the Lord to provide all their needs. But in this dark country, let's ask the Lord to shine his light upon them. So let's lift up Japan and the mission team.
God, we thank you, God, for sending a team off, Lord. And we ask, Father, for your hand to be upon them. And we pray for your provision to be upon them, Lord. And we just ask, God, that we would partner with them and that they would go forth, Lord, and do your will and do your work. And God, we just pray that you bring people into their lives, God. I pray that they would make connections, God, that is part of your plan and will, Lord. We just pray, Father, for the supernatural. We pray for healing, God. We pray for anointing. Lord, we pray for unity among the group, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you provide all their needs, their finances. Lord, protect them from their health, God. Lord, I pray that they would be healthy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Let's lift up our SP ministries, Noah's Ark, Nursery, the Youth Group, Men's and Women's Ministry. Let's ask the Lord to provide solid and strong volunteers to help out with the kids, and ask the Lord to truly bless those who are serving, and ask the Lord to be revealed through the ministries there. So let's lift them up right now in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We just lift up.
Lord, we just ask, Father, for your blessing over Pastor Carol. Lord, we just ask, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, for the men's and women's ministry, God, we pray, God, for even more, Lord. We pray, Father, for Pastor Nate and the youth group, Lord. We just pray that these kids after camp, Lord, would be on fire for you, and we love you, God. And we pray for these kids, Lord Jesus.
And we've gotten some emails and praise reports from the Cambodia team, and we had talked about how many of them have been sick, but because of our prayers, everyone is almost better. All the allergies have gone away, and the ministry sessions that they've been having have been amazing. And so they thank us for our prayers, and just to say every day, our prayers matter. And so continue to pray for the Cambodia team as they're out on the field right now. But let's, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your amazing perfection. And God, we thank you that we can trust you. Lord, I pray that though our circumstances may be different, God, you are the solid rock on which we stand. And God, that your love never changes and that you never change, and that your promises, they've been declared and they will come through. And Lord, that we don't have to waver, but God, we just come before you and in humility acknowledge that we are sinners, and God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, help us to continue to put all of our trust in you. God, we thank you for your life that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.